I really believe when you stop and look at not only probably this one, but many other great lessons that we can gain from God's Word, but certainly from the Garden of Eden and some of the things that we can take away from it. I think one of the great lessons that we can take away from it doesn't even come out of that particular section of Scripture. It comes to a favorite passage of mine in the book of Ecclesiastes. In fact, this particular section of Scripture, I cannot begin to tell you how many times I closed funerals with this particular section of Scripture. And the reason I closed them with this is because I always told people that I genuinely believe that regardless of the life that the person had lived that we were doing the funeral for, whether it was good or whether it was bad, regardless of the circumstances that they lost their life, that if they were to come back, if they had that one opportunity to come back and tell their loved ones one simple thing, I really believe that it would echo what we find in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. As you turn over that particular section, you'll notice there it says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole," or man's all, "the whole of man. For God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." And if you stop and think about that for just a moment, I think it would certainly be a good sentiment that if you could come back and give your family members, your best friends, one last warning, it would be something similar. Fear God. Keep His commandments. Why? Because ultimately we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in the body, whether they be good or whether they be bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. And when we stop and think about that for just a moment, what a great thought to live by. Have that reverential awe for God, that respect for God. And yes, there is a sense in the term dread or fear of God, because He's the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28. But what a great thought that we can go through with every single day. Live my life in such a way that I really am reverencing God. I'm respecting God. That I am keeping His commandments. Because I recognize that that is what I was put upon this earth to do. To live my life in such a way that I bring glory and honor to my God. That I'm keeping His commandments. And yes, that is a sign of true friendship of Jesus. If you love me, Jesus said, keep my commandments. But the only way we can keep God's commandments is to first be compliant with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we have to ask ourselves, have I ever complied with that? What is that? What is the gospel? What does it mean to obey? What does it mean to take these steps that are necessary to become a Christian? Well, I've got to hear God's word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But not just that. I have to comply with it. I have to believe. Jesus said, if you believe that I am He, then we'll have everlasting life. If I do not believe, eternal punishment comes. So I've got to hear and I've got to believe. But what else? I have to have a mindset that says, I am ready to repent of my sins. That means I'm making a complete course change. If we were thinking about it in terms like this, you're going down the highway and you realize you're going totally the wrong way, you wouldn't just keep going. No, you'd want to turn around. You do 180 and you come back and go the opposite direction to God in this case. And then, of course, confessing the name of Christ. We understand those things, but not just that. We have one more step to think in terms of. Have I been obedient to the gospel call of Christ to be baptized, to have my sins washed away, Acts 22 and verse 16? To have my sins remitted, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. And those are the things we need to ask ourselves. Have I done that? And if I'm ready to do that, if you're ready to do that, we ask a simple question, why not tonight? Why not make that decision tonight? To put on your Lord and Savior in baptism, to become a child of God, a Christian, as the Bible defines what a New Testament Christian is. And if you do that, then there's still one last thing we have to do. Live faithful unto death. And then receive that beautiful crown that's promised to us. If you've never been obedient to the gospel call, we ask a simple question, why not tonight? Do you need to do more study? We're here to help with that. Maybe it is the case that you're a child of God and you've strayed away, you need to get yourself back on course, going in the right direction toward God again. And you need the prayers of the church. We stand ready to do that. You have people, brothers and sisters in Christ, that love you and want nothing but the best for you. But whatever your need may be at this time, if we can help out, won't you come right now as we stand and as we sing this song?